John the Baptist, also John the Baptizer, if you don't want to be denominational, John wasn't necessarily a Baptist, but he was a baptizer. The difference between John the Baptizer, John the Baptist, and what Jesus will do is because of the Holy Spirit. John's mission, his preparing people for Jesus, was to give them the opportunity to recognize they'd sinned, they'd done wrong, and to repent. So it's a baptism of repentance and forgiveness. In Judaism, the baptism was used primarily for cleansing after something wrong had been done. It was also used as the entry point into the Jewish faith for someone who wasn't born a Jew. So it had the idea of cleansing and new beginnings. The trouble is that baptism, and I was brought up a Baptist, but I've only baptised people by immersion since I stopped being a Baptist, I hasten to add. I've noticed that the only thing that happens when you baptise someone is that they get wet. The first person I baptised was by immersion was a lady, a lovely lady, but we had to weigh her on two sets of scales because she was rather a large lady and she had a personality to suit her physical size. Absolutely lovely person, scared stiff of water, so she realised God was calling her to be baptised and it had to be by immersion. And her worry was that I wouldn't be able to get her up after I baptised her. My knowledge of physics was very poor, but I knew that wasn't the problem. My problem was getting her to go down.